Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. The Cochrane Drugs and Alcohol Group prepares and maintains reviews of ways to help people who harmfully use, abuse, or are dependent on drugs, both legal and illegal. In a new Cochrane review in May 2015, Catherine Darker from Trinity College Dublin in Ireland and colleagues looked at the effects of psychosocial interventions for treating people experiencing these problems with benzodiazepines. She tells us what they found in this evidence pod.
Benzodiazepines can be used to treat people who have anxiety, panic disorder, insomnia, and a range of other conditions. They have a sedative and hypnotic effect, and short-term use can be beneficial. However, long-term use is not generally recommended, as it can lead to physical and psychological dependence and withdrawal symptoms when a person tries to reduce or stop them. In addition, some people who are dependent on drugs such as opiates take benzodiazepines illegally to counteract the effects of those other drugs. Following on from other Cochrane reviews that have suggested benefits from psychosocial interventions for drugs such as heroin, cocaine and alcohol, we wanted to see the effects for people trying to reduce their use of benzodiazepines. We found some evidence to suggest that psychosocial interventions might help. Psychosocial interventions tend to be complex interventions which focus on psychological and social interactions. We used a broad definition. Any non-pharmacological intervention carried out in a therapeutic context at an individual, family or group level, which allowed us to include a wide variety of interventions that have been studied. After checking the records for more than 2,500 papers, we settled on 25 randomised trials reported across 31 papers as eligible for the review. These trials included 1,666 people. We were able to pool the findings for two types of psychosocial interventions, from 11 trials of cognitive behavioural therapy, or CBT for short, and from 4 trials of motivational interviewing. The design of these trials reflected common practice. For example, it's fairly typical for doctors to try and gradually reduce or taper the dose of benzodiazepines that is prescribed to patients. And the CBT trials that we combined tested this blend of CBT plus taper versus taper only. Some trials, such as those of motivational interviewing, compared motivational interviewing to the usual care offered to patients. We found that CBT plus taper is effective in the short term, reducing benzodiazepine use over periods of up to 3 months. But this effect is not maintained at 6 months and beyond. On the other hand, there was insufficient evidence to support the use of motivational interviewing to reduce benzodiazepine use. Our review also includes 10 other smaller trials that we weren't able to bring together in any meta-analyses because they were too different from one another. However, 3 of these trials showed some promise. One found that patients who received a Taylor letter sent by a GP were twice as likely to not be using benzodiazepines at 12 months, compared to patients who received a standard letter. Another small study compared standardised interview plus taper versus usual care and showed benefit in both discontinuation and reduction of benzodiazepines at 6 and 12 months, but not at 36 months. Finally, a third small study found relaxation to be significantly better than usual care for the successful discontinuation of benzodiazepines at 3 months. Unfortunately, the quality of the research in this area is quite poor. Some studies relied almost entirely on patients self-reporting their drug use, which is not a very reliable way of measuring outcomes, especially in substance misuse research. Most studies involved small numbers of participants, and many of the smaller studies were potentially confounded by having poorly defined control groups. For example, we found a study of advanced skills training in symptom management versus limited skills training, and another of anxiety management plus relaxation versus relaxation alone, or e-counselling versus on-site counselling in a clinic. In summary, benzodiazepine use is a serious global public health issue, and there is a pressing need for a much more standardized approach to the development, implementation, documentation, and evaluation of psychosocial interventions to reduce their use. We hope our review will help with this, and that it will be of interest to clinicians, addiction researchers, policymakers, and people who are themselves using benzodiazepines.
Thanks, Catherine. If you are someone who would like to delve deeper into the findings and conclusions of this Cochrane review, then you can find it at cochranelibrary.com with a simple search for psychosocial interventions and benzodiazepine.